Later today, the Bushfire Royal Commission's final report will be publicly released. It was set up after last summer's disastrous season to examine the best ways of responding to bushfires and other natural disasters in the context of the changing climate. Some who lived through the firestorm say governments failed to provide enough assistance when they needed it most. Political correspondent Anna Henderson compiled this report with producer Vanessa Milton.
I'll just say that this whole valley, in a ball of flame, basically.
Mogo faced an inferno on New Year's Eve. At first, Craig Millman stayed to defend his weatherboard home on the outskirts of town in the south coast region of New South Wales.
Flames were just 30, 40 foot high, honestly, and there's just nothing I could do. So I threw the hose reel away, ran to my car, grabbed my dog out, and then just ran down to the highway there, literally ran. Then I could just see the trees in front of my house exploding, and then the last thing I seen was my house just go boom.
Hundreds of others around Mogo and surrounding towns also lost their homes that day.
All right, Charlie, let's go.
Rebecca Thorley and her husky dog, Charlie, live in the area, and she's retracing the apocalyptic drive she took as the new year broke.
It was just power poles down everywhere that were still on fire, trees blocking most of the road. It was so smoky and hazy, you couldn't even see where it was just wire through the middle of the road.
Rebecca's house was saved. She started dropping off supplies and realised there were dozens of people stranded on their properties who needed help.
The 6 week period after the fires, it wasn't really after the fires. It was 6 weeks of continuing fires, new spot fires, new roadblocks, new evacuations, nobody knowing what was going on, because that whole period there was basically no phone or internet reception. It was just utter chaos.
Volunteers arrived, charities gave generously, but locals kept waiting for governments and coordinated services to take charge.
No help ended up arriving. It turned into just this crazy scramble to try and get people just basics, shelter, power, water. They didn't get help. Like that was the emergency.
In the end, she called a friend to ask if she could help.
I just told her, like, look, people are dying and more people will die. I need help. And she flew in the next day.
Rebecca spent months visiting residents and advocating for the community's needs in meetings with government representatives and helped form an online group to connect people with help. She aired her frustrations about the fires in a submission to the Royal Commission. The inquiry has been canvassing waterbombing resources, the bushfire alerts that advise people whether to stay or go, firefighting efforts and community experiences. But at its core, this is an inquiry into how different levels of government and their structures work together when a natural disaster hits and tears across state and territory borders. Council assisting the inquiry, Dominic Hogan-Doran SC, gave her assessment of the evidence as hearings concluded last month.
Australia's national disaster arrangements were stretched in the 2019-2020 season.
And she delivered a warning about what's to come.
The status quo is no longer enough to defend us from the impacts of global warming and increasing challenges to the security of our nation.
While today's report will almost certainly lead to bolstered resources, Rebecca Thorley says residents trying to put their lives back together around Mogo need something else restored too.
Yeah, they've lost their trust that help will arrive or that anybody cares about them.
Mogo local Rebecca Thorley ending that report by Anna Henderson and Vanessa Milton. And if this story's raised any issues for you, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.